Today's saint, Saint Sebastian, is one that is known and loved throughout the Christian world, as he is the patron saint of athletes. And if there's one thing that we love today, it's our sports, and we love patron saints as Catholics. So what could be better than a patron saint of athletes? But probably a lot of us don't know much about the real Saint Sebastian, who lived and died in the 3rd century. He was actually a Roman and a soldier, and in the probably the intimate guard of the emperor, maybe like his head of secret service almost. But secretly, while secretly serving the emperor, he was also secretly serving the Christians. He was himself a Christian and helped urge the martyrs on to their death, urging them not to give up the fight in the middle of their suffering and death. Well, eventually, Saint Sebastian was found out by the emperor as he was helping Christians to endure their death, and the emperor did as emperors do. Even though he was his most trusted soldier, he condemned Saint Sebastian to death. Famously, he had him tied to a post and shot full of arrows. You often see a picture of Saint Sebastian tied to a post with arrows all the way through him. The actual acts of his martyrdom indicate that he was so shot full of arrows that he looked like a porcupine. True story. Well, Saint Sebastian is one of my favorite saints because he comes from those not dead yet files, as I like to call them, because after being shot full of arrows like a porcupine, Saint Sebastian is miraculously revived from the dead. And what does he do? Escape with his newfound life? Get far away from the people who tried to kill him? No. Like a good athlete and soldier, he gets back up. I suppose arrows removed? Maybe arrows in him? I don't know. But he goes, finds the emperor, and says, hey, it's me, Sebastian. Remember the one you tried to kill? I'm not dead yet. In fact, I'm back to remind you, you need to stop persecuting the Christians. It was a bad thing you did, killing me and killing all those other Christians. You should stop. At which point, they beat him to death with clubs. They throw his body in a sewer, but his body is found and nobly buried, and you can go see his beautiful church in Rome to this day and venerate his relics. Now, why is he the patron saint, then, of athletes? Well, there is this never quit, never stop competing kind of attitude in Sebastian. He goes right up and attacks the confrontation. We like this in our sports. But here's the thing. Sports, as wonderful as they are, and I played lots of sports and I love sports, I like watching sports. There is a sense, though, in which there can go one of two ways with sports. One, we can enjoy watching the competition and competing ourselves, and it can train us for the real battle of life, the battle of good versus evil, the battle to overcome our passions, the battle to overcome our sins, and to ultimately conquer, and to conquer in Christ and to live with him forever. If sports trains us in these little battles for the real battle, well, that's pretty good. The problem is that the devil likes to use sports too, and it can train us that rather than prepare us for the real battle, it can cause us to forget that there is a real battle and think that, well, sports is really all there is, and that sports become the most important thing, and it serves as kind of an inoculation, where you get kind of a dead or weakened version of a virus to help you overcome the real one. Well, sports can be like a kind of little or weakened version of the real battle and satisfy our need to compete so that we don't actually compete in the real battle. The truth is, there is a real battle out there, the battle of good versus evil. And in the end, unlike on the sports field where we all shake hands and say good game afterwards, the battle of this world is life and death. There's no shaking hands if they're then. Either you are on the side of Jesus and an athlete of Christ and you win and are victorious, or there is only ultimate suffering and death forever in hell. There's only good and bad, and we must compete so as to win, St. Paul says. We play sports to win plastic little trophies and medals that don't matter later. The battle of life is real. It results in eternal consequences. So let's take the example of athletes, and Sebastian, and all athletes. Train hard, get up early, discipline the body, all to win, ultimately, a crown that is failing. But if we're to fight well, then, the fight of the life of heaven? Well, that's worth fighting, and that's a battle worth winning. So, get up today. Be a noble athlete of Christ. This is the great name that Christians get. In fact, in baptism, we anoint those to be baptized with the oil of catechumens, like an athlete would anoint their body to limber up their muscles. So we anoint even a little baby before baptism with the oil of catechumens to say, the Christian life is tough. It's a fight. It's at least as difficult as winning the Super Bowl or the National Championship or the World Series. But it's all the more worthy of that fight. So today, go out and win that crown. Be worthy of the title given to Christians from the earliest days. Noble Athlete of Christ. Fight to win today. Saint Sebastian, pray for us and help us win that fight. God bless you.